You guys, some of you may be tired.
有一些人可能累了,
but I've heard Dr. Murray share the word plenty of times, and I know it's never boring.
虽然听过 Dr. Murray 讲道多次, 但是从来不感觉到, 沉闷。
So I'm sure you're ready for a little bit more. I'm Trevor Castor, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about the Zwemer Center for Muslim Studies.
我今天, 我又跟大家一起来分享一点这个, Zwemer 就是中文怎么翻译, 这个回教的施工他的名字叫做 Trevor Castor.
I want to talk to you a little bit about what God is doing in the Muslim world and where the church is at in its ministry to the Muslim world.
又跟大家分享一点回教世界的情况, 教会怎么样参与回教施工。
I recognize some of you. I spoke at your youth retreat about 2.5 years ago. I don't know if you remember me or not, some of the youth.
看到一些年轻人, 他2年半之前来我们, CRC, 青年人的当中做讲员。
I'd like to start by telling you a story of a company.
跟大家开始的时候跟大家讲一个有关于一间公司的故事。
After World War II, there was a company that decided that they wanted their product to be available to any soldier in any country they were serving in.
在第二次世界大战的时候, 这个公司呢就想在这个, 士兵当中看看, 有什么特别需要没有。
And this company, you know, they accomplished that goal very quickly. They were able to get their product into the hands of any soldier in any country they were serving in very quickly.
那这个公司呢, 在很短的时间, 很快里面呢, 就把他们的产品 就是给了那些士兵在世界各地, 的地方的, 士兵。
So then they decided, let's not just get it into the hands of a soldier, let's get our product into the hands of, and I quote, anyone, let me quote it correctly here, let's have our product placed within the arm's reach of desire.
那么他们的公司就决定, 不单是把这些的产品, 传到所有的士兵的手中, 他甚至愿意把这些产品传到所有愿意伸手接纳这个产品的人。
Whoever in the world wants to have our product should be able to reach out their arm and grab it.
那么谁在这个世界上愿意这个, 得到这个产品, 都可以伸出他们的手, 那就是得到这个产品。
Now, let me hear some guesses. What company would have a global vision of this size?
Okay, 什么公司有这样的一个全世界的一个, 就是意向看见, 就是 Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola has succeeded in getting its product into the hands of every man, woman, and child on the earth.
那这个可口可乐, 就是能够, 就是使它的产品能够去到全世界, 无论是谁都能够拿到。
You know, there was a commercial they did in the 70s, and everybody stood on a mountain, and they sang a song, and they sang a song that said, I would love to buy the world a Coke. Some of you remember it.
那么在70年代的时候, 有一个广告这样做, 说有人站在山头上面, 就是说我希望全世界的人都能够有得到这个 Coke。
And I want to tell you briefly what the CEO of Coca-Cola said in
2008.
He said, I want to provide our product, and I quote, for all nations, all people, from all walks of life.
然后他就说到说我们愿意提供我们的产品给世界所有的国家所有的人 那么所有的,
Sunming. Coke has a global vision that they just reached right into the Bible and took.
那么 Coca-Cola 他们就是从圣经当中拿出里面的话 来成为他们全世界的一个意象。
Now, it's funny in one sense, but in the other sense, it's not funny because they've been much more successful than the church has.
那么一个角度来看就是很奇怪一件事情，但是从另外一个角度来看，没有什么奇怪，因为他们做的事情呢，好像比教会做的更成功。They've
become so successful at spreading Coke in the Muslim world that Muslims have actually come up with their own brand and called it Mecca Cola.
那么他们所 他们很成功把这个产品传到回教徒当中，甚至回教徒他们要开始了一个新的这个产品名词，叫做 Mega Cola。
Now the question that we have to ask ourselves.
那么这个问题我们要问自己。
Is why is Coke more successful than the church at spreading the word of their product?
那我们要问一个问题，就是 Coca-Cola 为什么他们好像比教会做得更成功，就是更加的 有果效的把他们的产品传出去。
The word of Coke has gone far and wide, literally to the ends of the earth.
那么这 Coke 这个 Coca-Cola 的这个产品，就是到了世界各地，几乎就是所有地方都有了。
And yet the gospel for the most part has not penetrated the Muslim world.
但是呢，福音的工作就是在回教的世界当中，还有很多地方就没有进去。
So what is it? Is it because Coke has more money?
那到底是什么原因呢？是不是 Coca-Cola 他们比较有钱呢？
I don't think so.
我不相信。
Evangelical church has got plenty of money to take the gospel to the unreached.
那福音这个福音派的教会是有很多钱，足够钱把福音传到世界各地。
Is it because Coke has more people, more employees?
是不是因为 Coca-Cola 他们有更多的这个工人呢？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
The church has more employees than Coke could ever dream of.
因为教会里面的人比这个 Coca-Cola 公司的人多得多了。
Is it because we're afraid?
那是不是因为害怕呢？
Is it because we're unwilling to make the sacrifice required?
是不是我们不愿意就是牺牲，而且做到应该做的事情？
You know, Samuel Zwemer, who's considered to be one of the greatest missionaries ever sent from the United States, had this to say in 1911.
在1911年的时候，美国最出名的一位就是 Samuel Zwemer， 他这样讲。
Remember 1911.
记得就是1911年。
In this 20th century of Christian history, there should be no unoccupied fields.
他讲到说，在20世纪这个世界不应该有一个没有人去的一个工厂。
The challenge of the unoccupied field is one of great faith and therefore great sacrifice.
他讲到说，这个还没有工人的这些工厂需要就是很大的信心，那才能够去。
Our willingness to sacrifice for an enterprise is always in proportion to our faith in that enterprise.
那么我们的，对不起 ，continue.
Once men are dominated by the conviction that a thing must be done, they will stop at nothing until it is accomplished.
就是你觉得有一个就是就是很希望需要做的事情，需要有很强的信心，那么要去完成这个施工。
In order for the Muslim world to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God,
那么回教世界他们要怎么样才能够听到这个关于神的这方面的事情呢？
We need men and women that are dominated by the conviction that it must be done.
我们需要很多就是男的女的，就是真的给这个神的话语就是很强的得到，就是要把福音传给他们。
We need men and women that have great faith and are willing to make great sacrifice.Because the enterprise they serve is worthy.
就是因为这个所要做的工作是非常有价值，所以我们所有的人都应该有很大的信心，而且很大的就是被说服说一定要完成这个工作。
You know, it very much reminds me of God's people right before they go into the land.
那就是很就是提醒我神的子民要去到神所应许之地的这件事情。
They were delivered from the slavery of Egypt.
他们被从埃及奴仆的身份释放出来。
They were provided for as they walked through the desert.
那他们就是被供应，那么走在沙漠当中。
And then God told them, "Here's your promise." Go into the land. It's yours. It's your inheritance. I'm giving it to you.
那么神在那个时候就应许他们说，你们要进去这个应许之地，就是我要啊给你们的应许之地。
And so they stand at the banks of the Jordan and they decide, well, let's not go in, let's send in some spies first.
那他们来到约旦河边的时候，他们就说，我们把先送一些探子进去看看这个地，先不要过去。
Why did they send in spies?
为什么他们送探子去呢？
Because they were afraid.
因为他们害怕。
They didn't have faith that God was going to give the land to them like he said he would.
他们对神要给他们这件事情呢，没有太大的信心。
So you know the story, the spies come back.
所以这个探子回来的时候，
The report is good, the land is good.
他们探子回来之后就报告说那个地是很好的。
And suddenly 10 of the 12 spies begin to speak very loudly and say, yes, but there's giants in the land.
那么那时候呢，另外十个支派的人就很大声就说，是那里面好，但是里面有巨人。
The cities are fortified.
那城市是堡垒。
We're like grasshoppers in the eyes of these people.
我们在那些人面前像蚱蜢这样。
Let's go back to Egypt.
那我们回去埃及。
They refused to believe that God was going to give them their inheritance.
他们拒绝来相信神会给他们这个产业。
And so let me read what Moses says back.
然后就听一听摩西讲什么。
He says, Do not be terrified.
不用害怕。
Do not be afraid of them.
不用害怕，不用惧怕。
The Lord your God who is going before you.
那神在你们前面走。
Will fight for you as he did in Egypt.
他好像在埃及的时候会为你们征战。
Before your very eyes and in the desert.
那么在你们的面前，在沙漠当中。
There you saw how the Lord your God carried you.
那么神怎么样把你们从这个地方带领过去？
As a father carries his son,
好像父亲带他的儿子
all the way until you reach this place.
那么一直到你们去到你们应该去的地方。
Was that enough for the people?
那么对于那些人来讲，这样够吗？
To be reminded of how God was the one who brought them out of Egypt?
会就是提醒他们神怎么样把他们从埃及带出来。
To be reminded that it was God who was going to carry them into the land?
那么就是啊，提醒他们神怎么样把他们带领他们到这个地方。
No,
不够。
The people cried all night.
那么那些人民在哭。
And they wanted to wake up the next morning and elect new leaders.
那么他们在第二天的时候起来的时候，他们要选一个新的领袖。
Leaders who would take them back to the comfort of Egypt.
这个领袖可以把他们带回到埃及那个舒服的地方。
And Moses and Aaron, they fall on their face before the people.
那么亚伦跟摩西他们在这些人面前就是俯伏。
Joshua and Caleb, they tear their clothes before the people.
那加勒跟这个约书亚在他们面前把衣服都撕开。
And they ask the people, they say, do not rebel against the Lord.
他们跟百姓讲说，不要来违背神。
Do not be afraid of the people.
不用害怕这些的人。
We will swallow them up.
我们会把他们吞灭。
Their protection is gone.
他们的保护就已经没有了。
The Lord is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
Do not be afraid of them.
不用害怕。
And the people picked up stones.
但是那一些人拿起石头。
To silence them.
要杀他们。
Ah, and this is my favorite part. The glory of the Lord descends.
那么就是我最喜欢的地方，因为神的荣耀降下来。
When the glory of the Lord descends, he has a question for Moses and the people of Israel.
因为他来的时候，他就给一个题目给摩西跟这个以色列的百姓。
And I think that the Lord has a question for the people of the church today.
我相信神今天对他的教会也是有这样一个问题。
And I think this question applies to you, and it applies to me, and it applies to the entire global church about when are we going to reach out to the Muslim world.
我相信这个问题今天临到我，临到你，临到所有神自己的教会，说我们几时才能够把福音传到回教徒当中。
The question is how long?
这问题是要等到几时。
How long will these people despise me?
那这些人要等到几时，要多长的时间他们不听我的话。
How long will they not believe in me?
要多长的时间这些人不相信我的话。
In spite of all the signs that I've done among them.
即使我在他们当中行了很多神迹奇事。
I will strike them with pestilence.
那么我要就是要刑罚他们。
And I will disinherit them.
然后我要使他们就是不能够承受产业。
And then he tells Moses, Moses, I'll make you into a great nation.
然后他就跟摩西讲说，摩西，我要使你成为一个大国。
Moses falls on his face before the Lord and he pleads and he asks, Lord, please be merciful to these people.
那摩西就在神的面前俯伏来呼求神，就他请神怜悯这些人。
And because God is merciful and gracious and compassionate.
因为神是有怜悯有恩慈的。
This is how he answers.
那他就这样讲。
I have pardoned according to your word.This is the Lord's response to Moses. I have pardoned according to your word.
然后神这样回答说，我就是按着你的话这样做。
But listen to this. As truly as I live,
那我就是我活的时候。
And as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
全地都要充满着神的荣耀。
But this generation will not see it.
但是这个这一代的人，他不能够看见神的荣耀。
They miss it.
他们失去了这个机会。
What should have been an 11-day walk into the land that God promised them takes 40 years in the desert.
本来就是十一天的路途，但是呢，他们走了四十年。
Samuel Zwemer believed that the Muslim world could have been won in less than 30 years.
那 Samuel Zwemer 他相信回教徒的世界在三十年的范围里面就可以把福音传遍。
But he said the Western Church was just too selfish.
但是他说西方的教会就是太自私了。
This was said almost 100 years ago.
差不多这个是100年前讲的话。
What Samuel Zwemer said has not changed a lot today.
那Samuel Zwemer 他这个一百年前讲的话到现在情况还没有什么改变。
And what the Lord said about the nation of Israel has not changed a lot today.
神曾经对以色列人百姓这样讲的话到现在以色列人也没有太大的改变。
God's given us an inheritance too, hasn't he?
然后神给我们一个产业。
Psalms 2:8, ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession.
那诗篇第二篇里面讲到说这个我给这个世界成为你的产业。
We know that all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, don't we?
我们知道这个世界会充满着神自己的荣耀。
But how long?
那么又等到多久呢？
How much longer is the church going to stand by and look across the Jordan and see the Muslim world and say no?
那什么时候当这个神的教会站在约旦河看另外一边的时候说这个回教世界会认识神。
Let's return to the comforts of Colombia.
让我们回到比较舒服的哥伦比亚这个地方。
I want to tell you a quick story about a guy named Paul in Afghanistan.
很快的跟大家讲一个故事关于 Paul 的在阿富汗的事情。
Paul was an Afghan citizen. He was born with perfect eyesight.
Eyesight.
He could see.
Okay.
He was born with perfect eyesight.
Okay. Yeah. 对他这个阿富汗在人他就是生下来就是很好 good eye 视力 yeah.
Paul was brilliant. He memorized the entire Quran at age 14.
他14岁的时候就把《可兰经》背下来了。
Because he was so good at reciting the Quran.
但是因为他很会背《可兰经》。
He was invited to Saudi Arabia to participate in the annual recitation competition.
他被邀请到沙特阿拉伯去参加一年一度的这个背《可兰经》的比赛。
And so here's this blind.I'm sorry, I forgot the part where he went blind. He was given the wrong medicine and he became blind.
他这个眼睛看不到的这个年轻人。
So here's this blind 14-year-old Afghan boy in a Saudi Arabian recitation competition for the Quran.
他到沙特阿拉伯去参加这个《可兰经》的背诵比赛。
He does such a good job that he wins.
所以他背得很好，他赢了。
But this would have been the first year that a Saudi citizen didn't win.
就是第一年 Saudi Arabia 的这些公民没有赢这个奖。
So there was a tie.
所以呢就说有另外一个人跟他一起得奖。
And so Paul shared the title with a Saudi citizen, and together they were considered the best reciters of the Quran, and Paul only age 14 and blind.
那么这个视力就是不好的这位 Paul 呢14岁他是跟这个 Saudi Arabia 另外一个人一起来评分这个冠军。
He goes back to Afghanistan and begins to study law.
他回到阿富汗的时候他去学法律。
While he's studying law, he's learning English as well.
他学法律的时候他也学英文
and he's listening to the radio and he hears a Lutheran radio broadcast coming through in Afghanistan
他在阿富汗的时候学英文的时候他听到这个电台上面就是一个路德宗一个电台
and the person starts to talk about the substitutionary atonement of Christ on the radio
在电台上面讲到说这个代赎的这个救恩
Paul doesn't have a clue what this means, and so he finds a local missionary living in Afghanistan, and he asks her.
那么这个 Paul 呢，他听的时候就不明白，他就找一位当地就是一个宣教士来问他。
And when she shares the gospel with him, she shares the truth about how Christ died for him. He immediately responds.
那这位宣教士跟他分享到耶稣基督代替我们死在十字架上。这个救恩的时候呢 Paul 就立刻相信耶稣
And the missionary explains to him Paul If they find out about the commitment you've made They'll kill you
那么这宣教士跟 Paul 讲说如果他们知道你相信耶稣的话人家会把你杀掉
And I want you to hear Paul's response to that
我希望你能够听一听 Paul 他怎么回答
I have calculated the cost
他说我已经计算了这个代价
And I am ready to die for Christ
我愿意为基督的缘故死
Since he has already died for me on the cross
因为他已经先为我死
That is the kind of faith that we have to be dominated by
这就是我们需要被这一种的爱来就是占领的
Until the church begins to have faith like that the Muslim world will not be won
除非教会有这种的信心不然的话回教世界是很难听到就是被耶稣得着
because the bottom line is the Muslim world is being they're growing faster than we're winning them
因为回教世界呢他们的这个增长率是非常快比我们得到他们的更快
I don't mean to discourage you Muslims are coming to Christ now more than they ever have before
那我不希望就是你们感觉到灰心因为虽然回教徒现在信耶稣的情况比过去多得多了
It's estimated that more Muslims have come to Christ in the past 25 years than the entire 1500 years of Islam's existence
那在过去25年里面统计上说这回教徒信耶稣的情况比过去1500年更多
But as Dr. Murray probably mentioned earlier the harvest
Dr. Murray 刚才有提到说这个合成是很大的
But the workers are few.
但是工人少
It's not a matter of Muslims resisting the gospel.
也不是因为回教徒抗拒福音
The real matter is Muslims aren't hearing the gospel.
重要的问题是回教徒没有什么机会听到福音
Well, Paul, after he wins his recitation competition and he becomes a Christian he has an incredible preaching ministry
那 Paul 呢他虽然得到可兰经这个朗诵比赛的奖品他信耶稣之后他开始了他就是讲道的就是传讲神话语的侍奉
but the Afghan government begins to threaten him with death and persecution and so he has to flee to Pakistan
他阿富汗那一边呢就是开始就是对他就是有很多的逼迫然后他就跑到巴基斯坦
He was able to translate the New Testament into Afghan
他把新约圣经就是翻译成这个阿富汗的语文
He had an incredible preaching ministry in Pakistan
他在巴基斯坦的时候有很好的传讲神话语的侍奉
But eventually he did go back to Afghanistan
他最后回到阿富汗
And he was martyred for his faith
他被因为信心的缘故信仰的缘故被杀
And they say that they cut his tongue out before he was killed.
那么在传说里面说他舌头被割掉之后才杀掉他。
Because Paul refused to stop speaking for his Lord.
因为 Paul 他啊拒绝说不讲啊神的话语。
You know, I often wonder, do I have that kind of faith?
有的时候我怀疑我自己有没有这样的信心。
Do you have that kind of faith?
那么你有这样的信心吗？
Are you dominated by the conviction that a thing must be done and you're willing to stop at nothing until it's accomplished?
你是不是心里面有很强烈的这一种的信念，就是我一定要啊做到神要我做的，不然我就不停止。
Because the bottom line is this generation now stands at the bank of another Jordan.
因为现在这个世代的人站在约旦河的另外一边。
We have our marching orders. We know what God's called us to do.
我们知道神要我们做什么。
We know what the scriptures say.
我们知道圣经讲什么。
We know that we've been called to go into all the world and preach the gospel as a witness among all nations.
我们知道神呼召我们要去到世界各地，向各种的人传福音。
We know that Christ said that we're going to be His witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
我们知道圣经里面耶稣跟我们讲说，我们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做他的见证。
We know that he has said that this gospel is going to be preached as a witness among all nations and then the end will come.
我们也知道就福音又传遍世界，然后末期才来到。
And we also know because we've seen the end of the book, we've read in Revelations, we see in Revelations 5:9, we see in Revelations 7:9.
我们从启示录里面五章九节、七章九节里面都看到世界的末了最后的情况是怎样。
That there will be Muslims from every tribe,tongue, nation, and language standing before the throne of God worshiping.
我们知道在最后的时候站在宝座面前的不同的民族国家这些语言当中很多是回教徒。
The question is not whether it's going to happen.
问题不是会不会发生。
It's a matter of when.
问题是几时。
And how.
怎样。
And who is God going to use.
那神又用怎样的人。
Because it is not his will that any should perish.
因为不是神的心意说任何人灭亡。
We see a common theme from the beginning of the Bible until the end.
我们看到圣经当中有一致性的一个主题。
It is God wanting to spread his glory to all nations.
因为神的荣耀要传遍到所有的
all people,
所有的人
and all walks of life.
所有的这个活这人当中。
And there is no reason that Coca-Cola should be better at it than we are.
没有理由 Coca-Cola 比我们教会做得更好。
So what do we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Will we shrink back?
我们退缩吗？
Will we elect for the comforts of Egypt?
那么我们是不是离开这个埃及的舒服的环境？
You see, because eventually...Caleb and Joshua get to go into the land. You know the story, 40 years later, Caleb and Joshua are the only ones who get to go in.
因为最后的时候我们看到进到迦南地的就是只有加勒跟约书亚两个。
And when they go in, Caleb is 85 years old.
那么他们到迦南地的时候加勒是85岁。
And he goes to Joshua and you know what he asked Joshua for?
你知道他去到约书亚面前他向约书亚求什么吗?
He asked Joshua for Hebron.
他向约书亚求希伯伦。
And if you read the story, you'll find that Hebron was the area where the giants were.
你读圣经的时候，你发现到希伯伦就是他们早期进去探测、进去看的时候，这个巨人所在的地方。
Hebron was the area everybody was most afraid of.
希伯伦是一个地方大家都害怕的。
And Joshua at 85 years old.
这个对不起，加勒85岁的时候
He wasn't planning for retirement.
他不是要退休。
He was wanting God to use him.
他要神用他。
To take the most difficult land.
把就是能够进去得到这个最困难的地。
For God's glory.
就是要使神得到荣耀。
And wouldn't you know it today, Hebron is a Muslim city.
但是如果这个希伯伦是一个回教的城市。
So this generation has to ask themselves,
那这个世代的人我们要问自己
Are we going to be the kind of people like Caleb that say, give me Hebron?
我们是不是像加勒这样说 给我西伯伦。
Are we going to say, give me Afghanistan?
把阿富汗给我。
Give me Iran.
把伊朗给我。
Give me Iraq.
把伊拉克给我。
Give me Saudi Arabia.
把 Saudi Arabia 给我。
Give me Uzbekistan.
给我这个乌巴基斯坦。
Give me North Africa.
把北非给我。
I will go.
我愿意去。
I will bear the glory.
我愿意就是荣耀神。
I will take that inheritance in the glory of God.
我愿意就是得到这个产业就是荣耀神。
Because he is worthy.
因为神值得配的。
Purchase men from every tribe, tongue, and nation, and they deserve to hear that message.
因为他用他的宝血来买赎他各国各族公民的人。
We cannot be a people that say, I don't want to go.
我们不愿意做这一种的人说我不愿意去。
Because God's question to you will be, how long?
因为神的问题就是你几时还等到几时呢
How long will we wait?
你要等到几时呢
How long will we watch 1.57 billion Muslims be deceived?
那有几时我们看这些就是十几亿的回教徒他们就是没有机会听福音
How long?
要等到几时
One of my favorite singers in the whole world, Keith Green.
我最喜欢的一个世界出名的歌唱者就 Keith Green.
One of my favorite quotes, he said, "This generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of souls."
那么他这个歌里面其中讲说，这个世代的基督徒对于这个世代的灵魂是有责任的。
Someone turned this off earlier, but it was actually going intentionally.
有一个东西在响。
When Samuel Zwemer was a college student.
Steve.
Samuel Zwemer, when he was a college student.
Yeah, Samuel Zwemer, 他是中学生的时候。
Someone came into his chapel service and they started a metronome.
那他们有一个人进来他的这个就是聚会礼堂的时候开始了这个。
Every single time you hear that click.Click, click. Somebody on the subcontinent of India was dying without ever hearing the gospel.
就是说他讲到说每一次你听到这个摇摆的东西会响的时候每一声响他说在印度这个半岛大地上面就有很多人离开世界。
And Samuel Zwemer was so moved by the illustration.
那 Samuel Zwemer 他听到的时候心里面非常的受感动。
That he decided to commit his life to going and sharing the gospel with those who had never heard.
他就决定就献身自己去到那些需要福音的人当中去跟他们讲福音。
Now I've done the math and converted it for you specifically for Muslims.
那么他就用这个方式来提到回教的时空。
Every time you hear a click,
你每一次听到一个声音 click, call,
a Muslim has died.
那么回教徒离开世界。
And more than likely, they had never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那很可能他们从来没有听过耶稣基督的福音。
Not going to be easy.
这不是容易的事情。
The easy places are taken.
那因为容易的地方很多人已经去了。
The reason the Muslim world is not being won is because we're not going.
那回教世界到现在还没有听到福音，是因为很多人不肯去。
And the reason we're not going is because we're afraid.
我们没有去是因为我们害怕。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
We need to ask God.
我们需要求神。
Does he want us to make a difference?
是不是他要我们在这个需要当中做一个不一样的事
Does he want us to go to a difficult place?
是不是要我们去这个困难的地方
Samuel Zwemer, when he was on the mission field,
Samuel Zwemer 有一次在一个宣教的旅程上面
He lost two of his daughters to sickness while he was there
他在宣教工厂上失去了两个女儿
And he put on their gravestones
他把立这个墓碑的时候
Worthy is the lamb to receive riches
他就讲到说worthy
Worthy is the lamb to receive riches Worthy
Yeah我就是听听他听到。
I hope you hear it in your sleep.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb to receive riches. All I'm saying is it's not going to be easy. We got to be willing to pay the ultimate price sometimes to see God's glory taken to the dark places.
就是神的羔羊是值得我们敬拜，我们啊，都继续努力。
And so I'd like to close and pray for us.
我愿意跟大家一起来祷告。
And I'd especially like to pray a prayer that was given by Bishop Brooks, an Anglican clergyman in the 19th century.
在19世纪的时候，一个圣公会的一个圣职人员，他这样的一个祷告。
He says, "Do not pray for easy lives."
不要为着容易的生活来祷告。
Pray to be stronger men.
要为我们自己成为一个比较强壮的人来祷告。
Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers.
不要为着就是说需要某一些工作的力量。
Pray for powers equal to your tasks.
那么又为着我们所需要完成的来求神给力量。
Father, we have a huge task before us.
父神，我们有很大的就是工作要做。
God, 1.57 billion Muslims not knowing your son.
在十几亿的回教徒当中，他们还没有认识主。
Burden our hearts, Father.
给我们心中有这样的负担。
Give us your burden for those people.
给我这样的负担对这些人真的有一个爱的负担。
Lord, we know.
神，我们知道。
That there will be Muslim people from every tribe, tongue, and nation standing before your throne, worshiping Christ.
因为我们知道将来站在你面前的，不从不同的国家、不同的民族、不同的语言，当中有很多是回教徒背景来的。
Give us the privilege, Lord.
给我们这样的一个机会。
Of being a part of that.
能够成为使这件事情产生的一个参与者。
Father, we ask for the nations.
我们为着不同的国家祷告。
We ask that your glory would fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
就愿你的荣耀就是充满着这些的地方，好像水充满着海洋。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. 好 ，Thank you. 谢谢。